There's no explanation, you know. It's like something that we have it and it's great for us, you know. Why we win it? Because we are a very competitive side, you know. Everybody in Uruguay wants to win. Doesn't matter who you are playing. Nobody wants to lose. And, you know, this is the way the people and the players feel it. Something that I feel it like when I was playing is like wherever we go, everywhere, we are going to be, you know, away. You know, because we are a small country. Of course, when you play at home, it's better because you have your fans behind you and everything. But when we go out, just from Uruguay, wherever we are going to go, we know we are going to be away. So everybody's going to be against us because we are very few people. Doesn't matter if it's neutral, the place, the stadium, that we know that the other team is going to get more fans. So we play and we enjoy and we try to win. Doesn't matter how.
So there's a collective pride about being a little bit unfashionable.
Yeah, that's right. You were born like this, you know. You know that Uruguayan fans, they're going to be always supporting you. But, you know, other countries, they have more population, more opportunities. So, you know, there are going to be more of them than from your country.
We've talked about all the good players who are going to be there. Of course, one really good player isn't going to be there, Luis Suarez. First of all, what do you think about his ban from the entire tournament?
Well, I think, you know, it's a little bit too much, you know. It was so many games and it's disappointing for us, you know, for the national team and also for him. I know him. He's a really key player for us. He's in a great moment. But we know this from a long time ago, so there's nothing we can do. So it's going to be good for us to win the Copa America, to be in the finals as well for Luis.
Yeah, so good to prove that you can play well without Luis Suarez.
Well, but we proved it many times. It's not like this national team from many years ago, not only with Luis, with me and with other players, the team proved that the team played well. You know, we play a crucial game against Venezuela, Cavani and me at front and away. We needed to win. If we didn't have win that game, you know, we were out of the opportunity to be in the World Cup. And Luis was banned in that game because he had some yellow cards. I think the thing that this national team is different from others is that the group is solid and the group is doing well. Of course, it's better to have, you know, the best players in the team, but when you don't have it, it's good to have a really good team, strong team, to try to play and try not to feel this disadvantage.
There are a couple of young names that could step in, Diego Roland and Jonathan Rodriguez, yeah. But the main duty will be on Cavani, of course. Can he bear that on his shoulders?
Yeah, of course he can. Yeah. As you said, you know, Jonathan Rodriguez now is coming. He's a great player, really quick player. Roland is doing really well in Bordeaux. I like him, the way he plays. And Eddie is in a great moment. You know, he scored many goals with PSG. He had a really good season. And he's coming in a great moment. He's more mature, more experienced. He's not that young player that was before. Now he has the edge to be in charge of this kind of pressure. And I think he can take it, yeah, of course. You know, not only him, you know, the other players behind him, because it's not only about only one like Cavani. It's also the other ones to help him to be doing this kind of games. Everybody knows he can do. So it's going to be important for everybody, and of course he can do it.